This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you think about the really big names in online retailing, just a couple of companies probably come to mind. Amazon, of course, eBay, maybe Apple, for music anyway. Let's add another to the list, though. Just 8 years after it started, Etsy does almost $1 billion a year in annual transactions.
The boss will see you now.
So today on Conversations from the Corner Office, the guy who's been running Etsy for the past 5 years, Chad Dickerson is his name. And I started when we sat down by asking him if the sellers on the site doing things like arts and crafts and vintage goods, small business people, in other words, if they're doing all the work, what does the company do?
We run a really a huge technology platform. Transactions happen in 200 countries around the world. And I think before Etsy, it would have been difficult if you were an artisan, you know, working in London to connect with a buyer, say, in Australia. So we've made that really easy, and we've done it at a really, I think, a really low cost to sellers. So when you sell something on Etsy, Etsy takes 3.5%, but the artist gets 96.5%.
What do you do running this company? What is your job as the CEO?
Yeah, so Etsy as a business is a pretty complex business. So we're building, the website software on the internet. We have over 30 million registered members on Etsy. That's literally the size of a small country. It's more than, if I have my numbers right here, I think it's more than the country of Australia. And in some sense, my job is almost like a political job in that you're leading a community. It's not a nation, but it is a coherent community.
10 years from now,
yeah.
Assuming, first of all, you're still here.
Right.
Second of all, that this company has more likely than not gone public. What is Etsy going to look like?
Sure. I think, you know, what I see Etsy doing is changing the way things are made. I think the ethos of Etsy, this idea that like buying and selling should be all about people, will start extending into areas like manufacturing and distribution and all of these things. So when I think about what Etsy can do over the next 10 years, 20 years, it's really humanizing the whole supply chain. And you can see hints of this already today. For example, we knew that our sellers were starting to do wholesale deals with retailers. Mm-hmm. And so we built a wholesale platform. And if, for example, you go to Nordstrom in Seattle or San Francisco or Chicago, there's a display of Etsy merchandise from a local Etsy seller.
I wonder, though, doesn't that take it out of the mom and pop phase when you see stuff in Nordstrom from Etsy?
So one of our sellers who was doing Etsy to really kind of as an escape from the rigors of nursing school, she started to achieve success and some exposure. Fast forwarding, she was noticed by Nordstrom and did a deal with Nordstrom. And now not only has she quit her job, but her husband quit his finance job to help her. And in this particular case, you use the phrase mom and pop. This is literally a mom and pop. Etsy is really about making a life, not just a living. So we're just giving them the ability to grow and really change their lives.
What's the best thing you bought on Etsy ever?
Wow. That's like asking which is your favorite child.
Well, you know, come on.
So I have a computer bag that I really love that I bought from a seller in Germany, and it's made from a French army tent, a bomber jacket, a leather bomber jacket, and I think it's a Navy kit bag. And it's interesting, wherever I go, people ask me where I got it. And of course, I tell them I got it on Etsy, and they say, I want one. And I say, well, you can't get one exactly like this.
Well,
like,
that's so funny, because I was just going to say, man, I need a new computer bag. Chad Dickerson, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.